Blessedness opened its mouth of wisdom and said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." All angels and all saints and all who were ever born must keep silent when the wisdom of the Father speaks. For all the wisdom of angels and created beings is a mere nothing before the bottomless wisdom of God. This wisdom has said that the poor are blessed. Now there are two kinds of poverty. One is an outer poverty, and this is good and much to be praised in the man who takes it upon himself voluntarily for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he himself had it when he was on earth. About this poverty I will say nothing more now. But there is another poverty, an inner poverty, to which this saying of our Lord refers when he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Now I beg you to be like this so that you can understand this sermon, for I tell you in the eternal truth. If you are not like this truth which we are about to speak of, you cannot understand me. Certain people have asked me what poverty is in itself and what a poor man is. This is how we will answer. Bishop Albert says that a poor man is one who cannot be satisfied by all things God ever created, and that is well said. But we will speak even better and take poverty in a higher sense. A poor man is one who wants nothing and knows nothing and has nothing.